From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. When the Taliban swept to power in Afghanistan 5 years ago, it enforced a strict code of conduct based on its unique interpretation of Islam. The Taliban Department for the Promotion of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice declared illegal such things as music and Western clothing. The restrictions on women were the most stringent. Afghan women were largely confined to their homes. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the capital, Kabul, that people there have been celebrating the return of personal freedoms now that the Taliban have gone.
A man and his grandson cut hay for the winter from a small plot of grass in a quiet Kabul courtyard. Behind them stands a simple one-story building. With its bright blue doors and window frames, the house would almost look new if it wasn't for the fact that all its glass windows had recently been smashed with bricks. Bharat Ali, the grandfather, says this is the first time he's dared to come here because up until yesterday, this building belonged to the Amari Bil Maruf. In English, the Taliban's Department of the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice. Everybody hated them, says Bharat Ali. They captured people who listened to music in public and brought them to this building. Step through the unlocked front door and there's little left of the offices but scraps of paper and shards of broken glass. The papers are titled People Who Sell Cameras or People Without Beards, and they contain lists of dozens of names. A translator reads from one list where next to the names you see the crime that each man committed.
Adil Shah, son of Haider Shah, picture. Hidayatullah, son of Muhammad Nabi, video. Didar, son of Anwar, music, I think. Muhammad Adud, son of Muhammad Nasir, long hair.
Possession of TVs, video cassettes, CDs, and photographs of people. These were just a few of the things that were declared illegal under the Taliban. Break the rules and you risked imprisonment or simply being beaten in the street by religious zealots. Now, 2 days after the Taliban's sudden evacuation of the Afghan capital, life is going back to normal, but without the burden on daily conduct that was so strictly imposed by the Taliban regime. At a row of restaurants in the center of town, the sound of this newfound freedom is deafening as Pakistani music blares from 3 neighboring restaurants. Not far up the road, a salesman named Aziz Rahman thumbs through posters that he once only sold behind closed doors. They are movie stars from India's film industry, as well as the movie Titanic. Also photos of animals and children, and even a drawing of Muslim worshippers praying at Mecca. Before, I could only display posters of cars, buildings, and landscapes, says Aziz Rahman. If there were pictures of people or animals, the Taliban tore the posters up and threw you in jail. A friend was sent to jail for 6 months for selling these photos. The Taliban declared that pictures of humans were against the Quran. Earlier this year, the regime attracted international condemnation when it used this same argument as justification for the destruction of 2 ancient giant Buddha sculptures. Meanwhile, men were required to have long beards, similar to the one worn by the Prophet Muhammad. 36 hours after the Taliban left Kabul, a university student named Shah Muhammad shows off his freshly shaved face.
Today I shaved my beard.
Why?
Yesterday the Taliban left the Kabul city and opposite captured Kabul city, and all of the people of Kabul shaved the beard.
Shah Muhammad visited the barber this morning with 2 of his friends. The 3 beardless young men now have big plans for the afternoon.
And now we came to city and we want to buy some music cassette.
Though things were difficult for men under the Taliban, life for women was simply unbearable. The Taliban closed girls' schools, banned women from holding jobs, and forced women to wear full-length veils called burqas. All this in order to create the complete sexual segregation of Afghan society. Similar practices persist in the strongholds of the Northern Alliance. 2 days after the Taliban left Kabul, almost all the city's women continue to wear burqas. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul, Afghanistan.